Chapter 3. Thoughts on Training the Staff. You can ask me for anything you like, except time. Napoleon Bonaparte. The Corsican, a diary of Napoleon's life in his own words. There is never enough time, or at least that is the perception. Training begins with a solid home station training plan. Although the commander is responsible for training his staff, he has his executive officer, XO, or senior planners to assist with this training and with devising a home station training plan. Staff training does not happen without command emphasis. Staff tasks are like any other unit, collective, or individual task. Proficiency requires education, training, and practice. Without deliberate effort and command support, results will be haphazard at best. The commander and his primary staff officer should develop yearly nested training plans that address all aspects of staff training and education. These events should be planned, resourced, briefed, and approved during the quarterly training brief, added to calendars, and given as much protection as any other training event that builds readiness. Staff members must also actively take responsibility for their own professional development and training, as well as the training for any subordinates they may lead. The goal is to create staff members who have an intuitive understanding and visualization of both their warfighting function and the battlefield. In addition, staff members must understand their role during course of action analysis, as well as what to provide and how they add value. Based on observations from combat training centers, CTCs, and other exercises, the following are key trends staffs must address in their training. Lack of individual technical competencies. War game participants must be subject matter experts on their warfighting function and branch. For example, an engineer officer must speak authoritatively on terrain and the composition, capabilities, and employment of different bridging companies. Participants must visualize time, space, resources, and event outcomes within their areas of expertise. Participants must have access to and be familiar with reference manuals. They must study and conduct professional development at every opportunity. This also includes competency of reverse warfighting functions, understanding their warfighting functions threat, and coalition counterparts. Failure to practice. Repetition, repetition, repetition. The military decision-making process, MDMP steps, such as course of action analysis, that are not routinely trained and practiced, invariably lead to poor outcomes and take more time to accomplish. Make this a battle drill so mental energy is spent on analyzing the plan, not on figuring out how to execute the war game. Units must practice often and include all planning enablers, including attachments, even if they are not permanently assigned to the planning team. Ensure the associated briefings are practiced as well. Failure to understand how the unit fights and commanders think. All units and individuals have personalities, cultures, etiquettes, pet peeves, etc. Planners must understand and visualize how these variables will affect the fight. This begins with understanding doctrine and unit standard operating procedures, SOPs, but does not stop there. How does the commander like to conduct counter-reconnaissance and employ reserves? How are command and control nodes used? How does the commander like to use attack aviation? What are the personality traits of higher headquarters, adjacent units, staff, and subordinate units that will affect planning and execution? What is the training level of each subordinate unit? Officer professional development allows commanders and key staff to communicate their visions. Staff exercises, team building, and even playing commercial war games can help with this visualization. The following are tools to address focus areas. Professional development sessions. Examples include discussions of professional readings, common operating environment updates, capability briefs, military history presentations, and how-to instruction on tasks such as gap crossings. Staff rides. These historical on-site studies are helpful if the time and the resources are available. Staff exercises. These are either self-resourced or nested. They can range from tabletop exercises, such as a simple tactical exercise without troops, to simulation-driven command post exercises with deployed command posts and 24-hour operations. Many units fail to take advantage of home station events, such as gunnery, as opportunities to train the staff. professional reading. This can be mixes of history books, professional journals, and publications. Many books without an obvious military connection are also useful and should not be discounted. SOP working groups. It is useful to periodically walk through and discuss planning procedures and products to create understanding and ensure products are current and distributed. It can be particularly effective conducting these in support of after-action reviews after major events. Orders. Keep and use old unit orders or reach out to the CTC, Mission Command Training Program, or the Command and General Staff College for old orders, which can be used as a driver for MDMP training. Administrative missions and taskings. Use the MDMP and orders publications for non-tactical events. Using the MDMP familiarizes the staff with tools and formats. This allows focusing on the output and not the procedure. Although this may not always be a perfect fit, everyday garrison planning activities can provide training opportunities. Breaking the MDMP process down into its parts aids in the development of training plans that seek to improve one step at a time. A new staff trying to take on the entire process at one time can lead to frustration and the development of bad habits. Focusing on one aspect of the MDMP at a time will allow deeper understanding and developing better individual and staff collective habits. Keep in mind that the output of one step is needed to train the next step. Further, repetition will allow the staff to attain a battle rhythm and level of efficiency for planning high-tempo, large-scale combat operations. Next, develop a training plan for Step 4, Course of Action Analysis, Wargaming. Example of a staff training plan. Below is a simple example of a training concept using what has been discussed to develop the cognitive skill of visualization and improve course of action analysis. Note, Appendix A, included in the digital copy of this book, provides a comprehensive reference for course of action analysis, wargaming tasks, conditions, and standards with detailed performance measures and outputs. With the commander's guidance specific to the unit's mission essential task list and focusing on course of action analysis, wargaming, the XO developed the following training plan concept. The training event will take place over a 7-week period and will culminate with practicing several iterations of Step 4 of the MDMP, course of action analysis, with the main command post deployed to the field during platoon situational training exercise evaluations. The training objective is to improve staff ability to conduct course of action analysis. The terminal learning objective is to improve course of action analysis, and the enabling learning objective is to improve visualization, seeing ourselves, the enemy, and the terrain. Using the crawl-walk-run approach, the staff will execute leader training consisting of leader development classes, practical exercises using war games, and tabletop exercises. In this example, the XO initially uses chess as a means to develop individual cognitive skills, and then uses the board game Kriegsspiel, mentioned in Chapter 1 of this book, to develop staff collective cognitive skills. The tabletop exercises will further develop visualization of seeing ourselves, seeing the terrain, and seeing the enemy. This training event will culminate with conducting at least 3 full war games in a field environment. List of sample commercial war games. The following is a list of commercial war games put together in coordination with the Directorate of Simulations Education, U.S. Command and General Staff College. This list does not constitute endorsement by the U.S. Army and is not all-inclusive. There are many similar games out there, in addition to variations of the ones mentioned below. For commanders and staff that wish to explore these further, please contact the Directorate of Simulations Education, U.S. Command and General Staff College, at 913-684-3043 or 913-684-3157. For the URLs to access these games, please see the digital copy of this book. Silver Bayonet by GMT Games. Description. Silver Bayonet is a turn-based board game depicting battalion and brigade battles of the 1st Cavalry Division against the North Vietnamese Army, with a heavy air assault component. It is not a counterinsurgency-focused game. It incorporates morale and fatigue. Training benefit. This game is useful for staff planning. It can be played as a campaign and helps visualize brigade and battalion movement on a battlefield. It exercises the awareness of mental and physical readiness of troops, not just counting bayonet strength. Complexity. Medium. A facilitator is required. Company-sized icons. Players, 2 to 8. Time, 2 to 4 hours. Note, effective for team play. Combat mission. Shock force by Battlefront. Description. This is a series of real-time single-player computer games replicating tactical actions at the company level. It has variants which include striker companies in Syria and tank teams in Ukraine. It is visually engaging and includes individual vehicle and weapon icons. Training benefit. This game is excellent for teaching planning and decision-making at a tactical level with modern weapon systems. The game is relatively realistic and unforgiving of tactical blunders, and multiple scenarios allow it to be played multiple times. Complexity, medium. Requires some practice. Players, 1. Time, self-paced. Note: have each player brief their planning efforts to their peers before playing. After the game, explore the various outcomes. Tactical decision games. Description: this is a do-it-yourself game. It provides a tactical or other dilemma and gives a fixed amount of time to develop a solution. Players can work as individuals or in teams. Each team briefs their solution set and rationale and is then critiqued by their peers. Additional resources on the Tactical Decision Games website. Training benefit. This game creates confidence in developing situational awareness and decision-making under pressure, time limits. The facilitated discussion after action review can address almost any desired training or education focus areas. Complexity. Easy. Players. One individual or up to 5 per team. Time. 4 to 6 hours. This is dependent on the development by the facilitator, the executive officer. Note: there is a developer's workbook found in the supplemental resources, linked in Appendix C of the digital version of this book, which provides assistance in developing your own game. Develop and print a problem set and sketch. Incomplete or ambiguous information may be a deliberate part of the scenario. Provide specific guidance on what is to be briefed as part of the solution set. That is, a course of action sketch, assumptions, etc. Set a time limit. Note: if desired, the course of action can be explored through informal course of action analysis, wargaming, to examine it in more detail or explore branches, sequels, or longer-term consequences. Pandemic by Z-Man Games. Description: this is a board game which involves a cooperative team versus artificial intelligence. Players are trying to find cures for global disease outbreaks while facilitating containment. Training benefit. In addition to team building, ice breaking, the primary output of the game is that, during the after-action review, the groups learn each other's character traits and how they think while witnessing multiple concrete demonstrations of multiple mind traps, from groupthink to anchoring. This increases critical thinking, communication, and problem-solving skills. Complexity. Easy. It is a simple entry-level game for those uncomfortable with games. Players, 2 to 4, plus an observer and/or facilitator. Time. Setup is 10 minutes. Training is 10 minutes. Playtime is 1 hour. Note: the maximum benefit of this game will derive from an introspective after-action review discussing mind traps and group dynamics. Artemis Spaceship Bridge Simulator. Description: this game is a real-time computer simulation requiring a cooperative team versus artificial intelligence. Players each have their own computers that simulate various battle stations on a Star Trek-like spaceship. Each position only has specific information, requiring information sharing to effectively understand a problem set and then develop and execute a solution. Training benefit. This is a team-building exercise that focuses on information management to support decision-making. Many of the problem sets present extremely ambiguous black swan events that truly challenge critical thinking and adaptability. Complexity. Easy. Players. 6. Additional games can be linked, allowing multi-ship team play or head-to-head adversarial play. Time. Practice is 30 minutes, Playtime is 1 to 2 hours. Note: requires computers with access to a common server. Maximum training benefit accrues if a reflective after-action review is conducted immediately afterwards. Flashpoint Campaigns, Red Storm Players Edition by Matrix Games. Description: this is a turn-based, computer-driven, single-player game. This game replicates a tactical combined arms battalion minus to battalion plus-size North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, versus Warsaw Pact engagements in the mid-1980s. Icons typically represent platoons. The game has an easy, intuitive interface, incorporates fog of war, and is notable for including orders delay based on enemy electronic warfare jamming, among other things. It also incorporates troop fatigue and morale. Each scenario comes with a reasonable mission fragmentary order. It includes platoon and section-sized icons. Training benefit: this game trains decision-making in ambiguous situations. It requires being able to envision yourself, the enemy, and terrain in relation to time and mission. It also teaches equipment capabilities, vulnerabilities, and hints at tactical best practices. Complexity: easy. Players: 1. Time: setup is 5 minutes, training, practice is 1 hour, playtime is 1 hour. Note: most effective learning outcomes require some detailed planning prior to execution. A staff or individual can perform a reasonable MDMP on this. A time investment in conducting mission planning is well worth it. The game comes with multiple scenarios, many of which are non-US, but are still valid training scenarios and should be considered. Customizing scenarios is very time-consuming. Main Battle Tank by GMT Games. Description: Main Battle Tank is a turn-based tactical board game. This game replicates tactical platoon to company-sized NATO versus Warsaw Pact engagements in the mid-1980s. Icons represent individual vehicles and squads. This game has optional rules allowing incorporation of more complex and realistic conditions. It has individual, vehicle, and squad icons. Training benefit: this game trains decision-making in ambiguous situations. It requires being able to envision yourself, the enemy, and terrain in relation to time and mission. It also teaches equipment capabilities, vulnerabilities, and tactical best practices. Complexity: medium. Players: 2 to 6 players. Time: setup is 15 minutes. Training, practice is 45 minutes. Playtime is 1 to 2 hours. Facilitator requires 2 hours to learn all rules. Note: a facilitator who understands all the rules and can quickly answer questions and resolve combat outcomes will greatly enhance the game. The facilitator can also incorporate realistic friction into the game. Time spent mission planning will greatly improve the learning benefit from the game. Fog of war can be incorporated by a facilitator. Double-blind games using multiple copies take time and planning, but can greatly enhance realistic decision-making. With some creativity, this can be adapted into a miniatures game. Axis and Allies Global or 1942 by Milton Bradley. Description: this is a turn-based strategic board game. Teams of players play the major world powers of World War II and compete militarily for resources, key terrain, and achieving key strategic conditions on a global scale. Players build naval, air, and ground forces with unique costs and capabilities. Training benefit: this game is the perfect venue for reinforcing the principles of war. It is also a great way to train center of gravity analysis and explores and teaches evaluating opportunity costs. Complexity: medium. Rules appear intimidating at first, but practice rounds can quickly gain players' proficiency. Players: 2 to 8. Time: 4 to 8 hours. Note: practice rounds are necessary to understand the mechanics and develop feasible strategies. Kriegsspiel. Description: Kriegsspiel is the classic war game that first brought wargaming into military training and education. It is a large board game played with blocks on enlarged military maps. It generally replicates Napoleonic meeting engagements from brigade to corps. It requires a facilitator. The unique aspect of this game is players are not allowed to communicate directly with each other or with their units. They must write notes to fellow players and provide written orders to their units, which they give to the facilitator. The facilitator then determines when to pass the message and how well the troops perform the actions. Kriegsspiel uses battalion-sized icons. Training benefit. This game is about effective communication, providing clear, succinct orders, and the exercise of command and control. Players have limited opportunities to influence their subordinates, so excellent guidance and intent is necessary. Complexity, easy. Players, 2 to 8. Generally, however, with 4 to 10 players, one or more facilitators are required. Given N players, you need N plus 1 umpires. One on the map, then one per player. Time, setup is 20 minutes. Training, practice is 30 minutes. Playtime is 2 hours. Note, neither side's commander is allowed to see the game table. They are quarantined and must rely on the written reports from their subordinates for situational awareness. An after-action review discussing command and control and communications post-game is where the most learning takes place. Ideally, with additional resources, this can be played as a double-blind game, which adds an altogether new aspect. Chess. Description. Chess is a classic tactical game that is about 1,500 years old. It is a two-player game, but, if played as a tournament, can generate good interaction and stimulates visualization. Training benefit. This game is good for developing the cognitive skills of visualizing yourself and the enemy. Further, it forces the individual to see and analyze several moves in advance. Chess helps players to see the second and third ordered effects of their actions. With the pieces having different capabilities, it replicates combined arms and stimulates the individual to gain a combined effect against his opponent. This is a reasoning and thinking game. Complexity. Easy to difficult, dependent on the experience of the individuals playing. Players, 2. However, a chess tournament can involve the entire staff. Time. Setup is 5 minutes. Training, practice is 15 minutes. Playtime depends on the two players, but on average 30 to 45 minutes. Author's note. Appendices A through C can be found in the digital version of this book. Appendix A is the Technical Assistance Field Team Task Guide. Appendix B is the reference list, and Appendix C is a list of supplementary wargaming resources.